The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back to the Cover 3 Podcast with your hosts, Chip Patterson, Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott. It's your call for the best college football coverage from National Signing Day to the National Championship and everything in between. CBS Sports presents the Cover 3 Podcast.
And welcome back to the Cover 3 Podcast here on CBS Sports. You see those sirens in your feed. That's because it's an emergency podcast and we're going to the recruiting trail. So, Bud Elliott, we have to break down the news of the day. Really one of the biggest headlines in college football, you know, the sport in general, as five-star quarterback, according to the 24/7 Sports Composite, Ty Simpson has picked Alabama. He made his announcement on CBS Sports HQ. The other schools in the running, Clemson. It seems like it was an Alabama Clemson thing coming down the stretch. And he's from Tennessee, so Tennessee was in there. Ole Miss also, I guess. You can fill me in on how much they were actually in the mix near the end. But the Alabama, Clemson, Ole Miss, Tennessee, sort of the ones on his 24/7 Sports profile. So, you know, he's a, I guess let's start with this, the player himself, because we have the classic fork in the road right here, five-star in the composite, ooh, four-star in 24/7 Sports. Can you take us behind the scenes? Like, what's the, not that there's anything wrong with this player who's going to Alabama with the plans of once again making it to the NFL like so many Alabama players have under Nick Saban, but how do you see Ty Simpson as a player? What's your scouting report and some of the thinking from your colleagues at 24/7?
Yeah, so I, like a lot of kids out there, I've not seen Ty Simpson in person yet this year, right? I mean, because the pandemic, I haven't been to a camp where he's been at, but I've been able to watch his, you know, his huddle and some of his games, and I'm pretty impressed. Like, Ty Simpson is a really good prospect. There's obviously a reason that we're doing, you know, an emergency podcast. I will note that we have awarded very few five stars as of yet on 24/7 Sports so far this year, and there's a reason for that. We want to be purposeful with awarding those five stars. I think what only not too many kids have them, you know, yet. He is a five star on the composite. We see him right now as the 61st overall prospect in the country, and, you know, a top five QB. So Ty Simpson, you know, decent size, right? 6'2", 185. Hell, he may even be taller now. Like, that's the latest measurement that we have on him, but we'll see what he looks like when he goes to Elite 11 this summer. There's a lot to like. His dad is the head coach at UT Martin.
Okay.
Jason Simpson, right? So, son of a coach. I'm not saying that makes or breaks a player, but I do think that's a help. If you grow up around the game, if you understand how to sit in on meetings and just understand how the game is played, that's a leg up that a lot of prospects don't have. The arm, I would say, is good to pretty good. I don't think he has an absolute cannon. But he does have some throws where he puts a lot of zip on it. Athletically, he's not like a freakish athlete. He's not running people over like Tim Tebow or running by them like Lamar Jackson. But he does have like escapability to where you're like, oh, this kid's sacked. Oh, no, he's not. Right. And yeah, that's an important thing to look at, because his high school team's not very good, Chip. So he's kind of doing a lot of it. Not saying they're not good, but like, they don't have a ton of studs around him. It's not like he's playing in an Aquinas or, you know, what
Booker T. Washington or St. Right. Bosco, one of those.
Exactly. So, you know, the pocket breaks down, you think he's sacked. Oh no, he actually gets out of it. He's running around. He's making plays sort of off script, if you will. He's making some off platform throws. I think that's one thing he does well, is the kind of off balance. Wow. Like you probably shouldn't be able to put that on the money. And he does a nice job doing that. The production, I think, is one thing that probably holds him back a little bit so far in the rankings. It's something we're going to be watching more as a senior. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we do value what you do in high school as far as your volume. Are you throwing for a whole bunch of yards? Are you completing at a really high percentage? And his efficiency numbers are pretty okay, right? But his team doesn't throw the ball 50 times a game or 40 times a game like some of these high schools do. And he's not quite as sure of a bet as, say, like a Bryce Young or a Trevor, just because of the experience and the volume. But look, he was the number one target for Alabama and for Clemson.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, once Ewers was off the board, obviously, the kid going to Ohio State, who's our number one and number one overall player in the whole country. There's a lot to like here.
For Alabama, what was the, when he was the number one quarterback prospect, like, what does that mean? How does Nick Saban and this staff, which, by the way, and I think that this is very significant, you lose Steve Sarkisian, you lose Jeff Banks, you lose Charles Huff. We got so much turnover, and, you know, you bring in Bill O'Brien, you bring in Doug Marrone, some big NFL names, but for recruiting a quarterback when you've lost so much, Kyle Flood, offensive line coach as well, when you've got that kind of turnover on the offensive staff, you know, what does the closing pitch look like for the Crimson Tide as they've got to try to land this this top quarterback prospect with new faces coming in and some of the guys that might have been playing a role in helping recruit him also leaving?
Yeah, so luckily at 24/7 Sports, we have Steve Wilfong on staff who gets the scoop on like every single top recruit ever. And with Ty Simpson, it's no different. Steve reported that Ty Simpson actually had Zoom calls with Nick Saban for 7 days in a row.
Okay. And
so like Nick Saban has taken a real, real active role in this recruitment. And I know Tim Watts from Alabama has reported that Nick Saban has actually been more involved in recruiting over the last calendar year than he ever has been before, because you know, you're not able to get on the road and do things and you know, you're not able to have the visitors and whatnot. So he's just sitting there doing Zooms. We actually saw him in that leaked Zoom video with the 2022 recruit from the last cycle. So I think for Alabama, it's, look, we took Bryce Young in the 2020 class. Most people think, like, if his development goes as planned, he's probably going to be gone after two more years.
Mm-hmm.
You land a four-star prospect last year in Jalen Milroe out of Texas, but I don't think that he's on the Bryce Young level. Now, look, I didn't think that I didn't think Mac Jones was going to be on Tua's level, and yet he ended up, you know, having an awesome national championship year. So it does seem like this is sort of an upcycle for Alabama in the QB recruiting process. Same goes for Clemson, by the way. The production, the NFL development, and the path and the playing for championships all matter a lot here. I'm sure Ty Simpson's dad, being a coach, has to have a ton of respect for Nick Saban. The other thing I would say is, as Steve Wilfong reported, Bama's been making a late push here for talking about development of a person and life after football and whatnot, which is, look, most likely
everybody, isn't that what pretty much every program is going to try to do?
Yes, for sure. But okay. Clemson does that really well, right? So if you're going up against Clemson, you got to know what you're fighting against, and you got to know what pitches you have to combat. And that's been something that's been a heavy push from Alabama. But look, the biggest thing here is Nick Saban's gone through how many offensive coordinators, and the offense has continued to roll from Kiffin to Locksley to, you know, Sark, now Bill O'Brien.
Oh boy, don't forget that the 1 year with Brian Daboll that they don't really talk about. Like, it's just, there you go. Mm-hmm. He's like, Saban makes most assistant coaches promise 2 years. You know, he wants all of them to give him at least 2 years before they go out. And Brian Daboll did one season. They're like, maybe you go back to the NFL. Maybe you're better off somewhere else.
Yeah. Look, you don't have to love recruiting, but you at least have to tolerate recruiting if you're going to be a college coordinator. Not everybody loves that. So this is a really nice pickup for Alabama. I think they're probably going to take just one QB this year. We'll see if they want to reach and take a second. But this was their top guy.
All right. So the Clemson side of this is this. We don't see Clemson miss a lot, right? Like, if it's coming down to, and this is going to change as Clemson has leveled up its recruiting, right? Like, as Clemson is now competing against Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State and trying to be in that top five level, you are going to end up taking some L's that maybe wasn't going to be the case when Clemson was sort of operating in that 7 to 15 to 12 kind of range, and sometimes taking smaller classes because they had guys that were staying for 4 years and not having as many scholarships. Does this what is this a big loss for the Tigers to miss out here?
I would say it's a decent sized loss, right? I'm not convinced that Ty Simpson is a generational prospect. One they're going to look back on like, oh man, if we just had Ty Simpson. Now maybe I'll be wrong, right? Like maybe he'll win the Heisman. He's going to Alabama, so
he's going to get a chance. There's already decent odds of it,
right? But Clemson recruits the quarterback position extremely well. I mean, that's been a major part of Dabo Swinney's success there, from Boyd to Watson to Lawrence to now DJ. And this is sort of a cycle up year for them. They got DJ 2 years ago. Last year, I think everybody realized it was going to be very difficult to land another stud behind DJ. Not you can't do it, just right. The odds are not high that you're going to get him back-to-back years because QBs do transfer. But they have other options here.
Yeah.
So who, right? So Kay Klubnik, if you look at Steve Wilfong's quarterback dominoes piece, which I'm sure will be updated probably early next week following this commitment. Kay Klubnik, kid out of Austin, Texas, really productive player, can throw from multiple arm angles, one of the highest rated quarterbacks in the country as well. Anna Hickey of Clemson 24/7 Sports reported that Klubnik is likely to be the next guy that Clemson turns to. And the thing is, Chip, yes, this is a miss for sure. But at the same time, what, 4 or 5 months ago, I don't think either Bama or Clemson thought they were going to get Ty Simpson.
Why?
Well, he's on record saying that as long as Jeremy Pruitt was at Tennessee, he was going to go to Tennessee.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
False. No.
Oh, yeah, man. It's and the thing is, like, there was all of these sort of hell, I don't even want to call it fanfic, because it was very reasonable to assume that this could happen because Jeremy Pruitt and his staff were very good recruiters. And obviously they got dismissed. But this year in the state of Tennessee is loaded. Like, this is one of the more loaded years in that state, not just the quarterback, but overall in a long time. And I think as Tennessee fans and Tennessee staff likely thought, hey, if we can get Ty Simpson in the boat early, that's a bell cow. That's a quarterback. Like, he can be a leader of the recruiting class. He can go out and he can sell his vision for Tennessee. Look, Tennessee has just needed a quarterback. They've had terrible quarterback play for quite a while. And I'm coming. Believe in me, I'm going to turn this thing around at the QB position. You guys come play around me. Let's stay in state. Let's make this thing feel like 98. And now just they don't really seem to have that same momentum there on the recruiting trail and not getting Ty Simpson. Look, it's not a shock for any Tennessee fans that follow this today, because
we got sanctions coming, you know, like open
potentially,
NCAA.
Potentially.
I mean,
we don't want to say for sure, but it is unlikely that you would have enough evidence to fire 10 people for cause for recruiting violations.
Right.
And then get off scot-free. But yeah, the quote, when Jeremy Pruitt was there at Tennessee, I was going to go there. Simpson said, I was a hard lean during my junior season.
So basically Tennessee could have had that. We always talk about the South Carolina like run where just the talent in the state was phenomenal and the Gamecocks did a good job of getting them to Columbia. And that's why we say it's like a right place, right time. South Carolina cannot always try to get to that 10 double digit win mark that we saw, because it is not viable to expect there to be that much talent. Tennessee had that class. Like, Tennessee has a surge in, and Tennessee's got talent that's going to end up, they're going to have to fight Georgia, they're going to have to fight Clemson, Alabama for it every single year. But it sounds like this is like pouring salt on the wound, where in a year when you want to be able to clean up in state to potentially have a program changing class, you're facing a coaching change and you're facing potential investigation and penalties.
So Chip, I'm not trying to pile on Tennessee here, but last year in the state, the state of Tennessee produced 8 4-star or better players. This year we already have 13.
And that's with some 5-stars like yet to be handed out.
Right. Exactly right. There's still some star inflation to come. I mean, Walter Nolan, big-time defensive tackle, transferred back to Tennessee from IMG. We just spoke a lot about Ty Simpson, Jordan James, Keaton Wade, Dallin Hayden. I mean, Taylor Groves, who's verbally committed to Michigan right now. This is, this is a really nice year in the state of Tennessee. We've seen it coming for a while. I think for recruiting folks, that was one of the reasons why it was a little bit surprising that Tennessee went ahead and kneecapped itself like it did.
Too much. I can't believe it. He is Bud Elliott 3. Be sure to go to 24/7 Sports to check out all of the latest around the commitment of Ty Simpson. You can follow me at Chip_Patterson. Be sure to go follow us on Spotify. Follow and stream on Spotify. We'll be back on Monday with a very entertaining discussion about the college football playoff. If you want to jump in on the mailbag, we get college football playoff suggestions in the mailbag all the time. Questions: when are they going to expand? What kind of format? We're going to be tackling a lot of those in Monday's show, so be sure to subscribe and keep your eyes out for that. Bud, thank you very much.
See you, Chip.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.